learning, we're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Mem Tes, and we're learning Simon Beis. We're at the end of Simon Beis. There's one point I want to point out. So the Chayodim says, in the case a person is not sure what bracha to make, so he makes a bracha of Shahakol. And this is only, obviously, he says, after the person has attempted to be Mevarer and was found an impossible to Mevarer, so then he can rely on the approach of saying a Shahakol. The Mishnah Berurah does point out that if a person has an option of eating a Teich HaSuda and it being putter being secondary to the pas, that's preferred, because we see that we do not like the idea of making a shahakal on something which requires a different bracha. So if we don't have to exercise that option, we should do so. So eating a Teich HaSuda will remove the need to exercise that option of saying a shahakal on something that deserves another bracha. So that's better. That is better. But that's only something which is clearly bomach was a suda. It's in the meal, and it's clearly coming as some type of accompaniment to the bread. The meal type foods, your proteins, even some nowadays even salads. Arguably, some question what the status of salads is. Starches, those come. But starches and proteins basically come to fill you up. With exception of starches as desserts. But fruits and vegetables are more questionable. So we're knowing many times not to make a bracha, but that itself is not so poshut. So washing in order to eat, to be able to solve the problem of bracha by creating another problem of bracha, that's not the best idea either. Then the Magen Avraham says a fascinating idea. Let's say a person really does not want to wash. He's not planning to eat a meal. But he says, you know what? I have a suffix and a bracha over here, so I'll wash, and I'll eat a kazayas. And then, I'm teich asura, and then I won't have a problem with what bracha to make. So he says, that's not, you're not allowed to do that. The whole idea is that you're eating a meal, and these things are coming secondary to the pas. Over here, you're not really eating a meal. The whole purpose of eating your pas is to take away the chi of bracha on the other foods. And so that itself is not so poshut that it works even. But putting yourself in that situation would be incorrect. You're creating a problematic situation. You're not really. It's not really bottled to the pass. Really requires a bracha, and you're not making a bracha. We mentioned once a person needs less than kazayis. So there's a shaila whether a person needs to make a bracha rishon even. And we paskin that you do. Mishnah Berurah does not discuss it, but we do pass on that you do. Ramesh says like that. But here you're eating a kazayas, but the purpose of the whole kazayas is just as a way to part with other food, so that's not acceptable either. Okay, now the last thing the Chayyim says, let's say a person has a suffolk if he made a bracha, and therefore he has a situation of a suffolk bracha. So we have a rule, suffolk bracha is lahako. Because of the potential yisurim which are involved in brachas, it's better not to make the bracha misafik. The Chayyim says, what about, so that's if I say in Lashon HaKadosh, I say Hashem's name in Lashon HaKadosh in the form of a bracha, that sounds to be problematic. I want to say at the Mutalar of Rich Rachmona, Vol Yomer Hashem, I'm going to say the Mori gives a formula to say Rich Rachmona, Mori de Alma, Mori de Haipita. Blessed is the merciful one, the master of the world, the master of this bread. The Mor says that works in place of the bracha. So brachas can be said in any language. So the Mor says this is a valid form of saying it. So I have a suffolk bracha. So I say, you know what, I can't say the bracha, but I'll say it in Aramaic, or I'll say it in English. So say Brich Rachmona, blessed is the merciful one, Mori de Alma, the master of the world, Mori the High Oichla, the master of this food. So maybe that should work. But is that a problem of Bracha Levatola? So I'm not saying Hashem's name, I'm saying it in Aramaic. I'm saying Rachmon, I'm not even saying a translation. You know, I'm just saying Hashem is the merciful one. Can you do that? So Ayin B'Kiburi, Shari Tzedek, Shari Mishpatei Oretz, Perikid Aleph, B'Bina Sodom. So over there, the Chayyim comes out at the end, or in the Sefer, that you cannot do so. That the same Isser of saying a bracha levatola, which exists in Lashon HaKadosh, exists in other languages as well. So switching to Brich Rachmana will not solve your problem. It's still the issue of Bracha Levatola. So this, the issue of Bracha Levatola is not because of the Shem Shemayim Levatola. It's because there's an issue of Bracha Levatola. And Shem Shemayim Levatola applies even in other languages as well. A person wants to just say Hashem's name in English for no reason at all, not in the context of praise to Hashem or thanks to Hashem, etc. Goes into the Isser, he's over the mitzvah say, he's about the mitzvah say, it's Hashem al-Kachotira, Yishav Yir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to mention his name, Levatola for no purpose. So the issue of, now this sheet over here of the Chayotim is a Machlokes in the Poskim. There are definitely a Poskim which held that is acceptable. But the Chayotim comes out, that's not acceptable. In the Halakha L'maisa, the minhag seems to be like the Chayyarim, that in the case of a Sabak Bracha, it's a Sabak Bracha Levatola, you cannot use the Eitz of saying it in a different language. Have a good day.